following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Don't you just love it when you're scrolling on social media and you stumble upon a TikToker living life on the edge? They wake up at 5 a.m. and show their 50 steps to becoming a better version of themselves. Do you ever just wonder if you were to follow their 50 steps, would you have the same outcome as them? Well, I'm your host, Mejor Versión, here to follow these trending self-improvement tutorials and see if they are truly life-changing. What's up, mi gente, and welcome back to Living Life con Mejor Versión. We are back with a special guest once again.
PJ.
If you didn't listen to last week's episode, PJ is someone very close to me, and we met this semester at Dominican. We are co-hosting this week's episode, Living Life with Relationships. So, PJ, what's your type?
I think I'm like both sides of the... So, I either like people to be extremely feminine or I like them to be super, super masculine. Like, so it's just both ends of the spectrum. Like, either super, super feminine or super, super masculine. That's it. What about you?
I have a soft spot for people with, like, really nice teeth. I don't know. And, like, a really good smile. Doe eyes. And they also have to be... They're just, like, a really good person. I don't know. Super caring. But that, yeah, that's my type.
Just only caring about feminine or masculine, nothing about personality at all.
Okay, so what's your ideal date?
Really anything, to be honest, as long as there's some thought behind it and it was like there was intention and thought behind it. Because like now recently I've been seeing all those little things where it's like, if he takes you to Cheesecake Factory, dump him or whatever, and it's just like, I don't want to be taken to Cheesecake Factory. Like, I don't know, like, or they'll be like, if he takes you to McDonald's, like, dump him. But like, I want McDonald's. Like, I don't, like, I just think spending quality time in general would be a perfect date.
So how long do you think someone has to be in the talking stage in order to progress into dating?
I feel like that really depends on the persons, so to speak. Like, you can't really have a specific time of, oh, you should only be talking during this time in order for you guys to go date. Because everybody's different. Like, some people like to move a lot slower and some people like to move faster. I feel like it really just depends on having a conversation with your partner to see, like, okay, what's too fast for you or what's too slow for you and what can we do to meet in the middle so both of our needs end up being met. So, really, there's no, like... time frame. Like, it could be 3 days or it could be 3 weeks or it could be 3 months or it could be 3 years. Like, people, it just depends on, you look so surprised, but it's true.
3 days?
Some people do that. Like, after 3 days, like, some people move really fast. Like, they meet after 3 days, date, and then get married at 6 months. Like, there's people like that online who would be like, yeah, we got married after 6 months and look at how great we are now. Like, there's people out there who do that. Not me though. Y'all stay safe.
Y'all stay safe. Okay, so how do you transition from friends to a relationship? I feel like you could speak from personal experience on this.
I am a firm believer that if you are, like, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm weird, but I feel like you shouldn't be friends with someone, like, not you shouldn't be friends with them, but you shouldn't be, like, best friends with the person who you're about to date. And the only reason why I think that is because if things go south, then not only do you lose a partner, but you lose a friend, too, that you confided in. So it's just a big package that you lose altogether, and I feel like it hurts more because then you go back to being like, oh, but if we stayed friends and stuff. So then it leads to like a whole bunch of regret and guilt, and it's just disgusting. But I mean, if you were to transition from that, I feel like there would be some boundaries that would need to be broken, which could also be a little weird because when you think of someone as being a friend, like, you're not thinking of, like, all the intimacy and stuff like that of a relationship. And so me, personally, I would feel a little weird because it's like, you know, we used to be friends, but now it's like I have to add a whole nother component to kick us up a notch. I don't know. I usually don't start my friendships out with, like, being friends with people. I develop that friendship during the relationship. What about you?
Okay, we know I could speak from personal experience on this. Yes, I can. For me, I got stuck in the friend zone. And we know this for, like, 7 years. And it was hard to get out of that friend stage because there were boundaries that did need to be broken. It's just me and him could not do that because we honestly only saw each other as friends, but there was feelings there. Mm-hmm. And honestly, nothing was done until I technically made the first move. But yeah, it is really hard. And I do not, personally, I don't recommend doing the whole friends to relationship thing. If you had been friends for a while, like me, 7 years, that was crazy.
Exactly. You kind of messed up on that.
It's okay. I was, DeLulu was the Salulu.
But like, I feel like it was also like, it's a phase between like almost dating. So that's what we would call couples like that. Like you're almost dating, but it's never going to happen.
So a situationship.
Basically, but I feel like a situationship is more like being, not being delusional, but it's, you know that it's never going to happen. What I'm talking about is that you think that something's going to come out of it, but it doesn't. Because I feel like when people think about, like when I think about a situationship, I think that both people know that it's not going to lead into anything, but they still engage with each other.
That's not what I think. Wait. Okay. That's not what I think. A situationship, I think, is like when two people, like they're a couple. Well, okay, it's kind of the same thing. But they're a couple. Obviously, it can go south or it can go north. You never know.
But if it's a
But work. No, like we have no labels. That's what I consider a situationship.
But a couple has labels. A couple is a label.
No. Like you act like a couple, but you aren't together. There's no labels.
So that means you're just not together. So you know that you guys won't be together. No, I think a situationship is both parties know that it's never going to happen, but they still choose to engage with each other anyway because they like the thought of being something, but they know it's not going to be something. But I feel like what I said before, just an almost couple, like I feel like that's what most friends tend to become. Like they're almost a couple where they want it to happen, but it's just they've been friends for so long, or there's just like so many boundaries that need to be crossed that it just never happens, even though they want it to. But with the situationship, they know it's not gonna happen, but they still choose to do whatever because they're like, maybe it could be nice, but I don't want it, you know?
What's your biggest fear when entering a relationship? We'll say a new relationship.
Dang, I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. But I feel like, okay, I saw the look that you gave me. I feel like if I were to get into a new relationship.
You can say like the one that you, when you first started out, your relationship last year.
Okay, when I first started out, I feel like my worst fear was just wasting time. Like, if I would waste time. Because I feel like whenever I get into new relationships and they only last for so long, it makes me upset. Because it's like I could have spent that time bettering myself or doing something else. But instead, I wasted it on another person. And I feel like during the early stages of your relationship, that's the honeymoon phase. So that's when you put all of your attention towards your partner. And to think if after the honeymoon phase, everything ends, I'm just like, not only did I waste my time, I wasted my energy, I wasted my love, and I wasted my money. Like, that's my biggest, just wasting time. I don't think I'd ever be able to live with myself afterwards.
No, I think that too. Because, you know, you put all this effort into someone and then they're gone. But I also have like another thing to add. And you brought it up last month when I was going through something, how like, you know, I was struggling a little bit, like I was really sad about something, and you said, yeah, fine without them after.
Yeah.
So that is something that I actually carry myself with. Like, I just think about that on a daily basis, even though like
Like, let's say I were go into something new. I did fine without them before. I can continue to do fine without them after.
Exactly.
Preach, PJ. Preach.
I'll always just be like that. I think I had a little quote that I've told you before that you told me to write down regarding something like that. Because what's it called? When I brought up how I feel as if to lose like time, if I wasted time on trying to fix somebody else or trying to, yeah, like if I wasted time in a relationship and then I'd be upset or whatever, I said I can't fix a relationship with other people when I didn't fix the relationship with myself. And that would really make me upset if I just went into a relationship, it failed, and I just, you know, I don't know. Do I sound stupid?
No.
Okay.
No. So, going into this, how do you know whether the relationship is worth saving or if they should let it go and move on?
I feel as if that, I don't know, if you feel that you're not being, I don't want to say entertained because that kind of sounds bad, but if you feel as if your needs are not being met and you're just not, it's not really doing anything for you, you're not gaining anything from the relationship, as in you're not growing as a person, you're just going backwards instead of forwards with that person, it's time to have a little intervention and talk about what's the things that you're missing in the relationship. And you can try again. You can try to see if there's any changes, if both parties are comfortable with the changes going on in order to move forward. But if they're not willing to work with you to help you feel more comfortable, and if you're not willing to work with that other person to feel comfortable in the relationship, then I guess it's time for you to get out of that relationship and find someone who can meet your needs and who is willing to work with you so that both needs are met in the party.
Because if they wanted to, they would.
Exactly. If they wanted to be with you, they would. And that's just it's a test of, I don't know, like, not really loyalty, but it's a test to show if they actually do care about you. Because if you were telling somebody, hey, I feel like I'm not gaining anything from this, and they are just like, well, that's tough, like they don't care about you at all.
What advice would you give to couples who are struggling to maintain a strong connection in the face of long distance or other challenges?
As I said, communication. I feel like that's what everybody says, but people don't really go in depth with it. Communication is extremely important when it comes to relationships of all kind. If you don't have communication, you can't expect anything to work. And it's not really about talking to each other, it's about understanding each other and being able to understand what makes somebody upset, what makes somebody sad, what makes them happy. You have to be willing to understand the person who you're talking to and willing to work with that person and work with yourself. Because really, when there's an issue that's going on between a couple, not only do you have to fix it with them, but you also have to fix it with yourself. Because when you're in a relationship, you have certain values and ways of doing things that they don't have. And so you need to find a way to make the way that you think and the way that you do things kind of meet in the middle with the way they do things, so that you guys aren't clashing as much. You know, as I said, all about understanding. Always understand, always try to make a plan, and just roll with it afterwards. And if there is an argument and if there is a fight, you know, don't let them go to sleep mad. Like, I made a whole plan for me and my partner, because we used to be in that phase where we were always arguing about like the smallest things. And so I made a plan with them, because I was like, we're not doing this again. Like, don't respond in anger. If the problem is emotional, do not respond with logic. I'm not asking you to respond with logic. I'm asking you to respond to my emotions and make me feel like my emotions are valid. If something upsets you, talk about it. like, it's not a time to hide. Talk about the good things that happen.
She's pulling
thingy. Like, forgive mistakes and the stupid things. The problem is not as important as you guys. Calm down, listen to each other, hug it out, and then go to sleep. And always make sure that, you know, to have fun. Is this funny to you? I think my plan needs to go online.
No, I'm coughing.
I think my plan is really good. Like, I feel like people just need to set it up. Like, you see this? This is liquid gold right here. This is liquid gold. This is what stopped me and him from arguing all the time, especially the one where it was, don't go to sleep angry. Like, no matter what, if you get into an argument, don't go to sleep angry.
This is crazy. Okay, so that is it for Living Life with Mejor Versión. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode with Mejor Versión y
PJ.
And the queen herself, PJ. Thank you, guys.